It's the Saturday show on Spirit Southwest. Great to have you with us. More great music on the way fairly soon. But time to put a bit of a spotlight on a service provider. It is Country Mile Home Care. And I'm about to speak to the Director of Care Services, Anne Young. Good morning, Anne, and welcome to the Saturday show.
Yeah, good morning, Ditto.
How are you today? All right?
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Tell us a bit about Country Mile Home Services. What sort of services do you deliver and where?
Yes, so Country Mile provides in-home respite and care services for the elderly, for disabled people or palliative people in rural and remote areas. And that means it's an eight-hour day or overnight services or even 24/7 care. We also provide assisted travel, for example, to specialist appointments in Perth. Make sure that you come out from the specialist with your teeth and your legs and your bag and bring you home again.
Yeah, right.
And we also combine that with a farm sitting service. That does not mean we do farm labour, but while we are looking after your loved ones, we will also feed the animals, water the veggie garden, check the water pumps and the fences and things like that.
I was going to say, make sure the chooks are all right. It's a shame, though. I need a few kilometres of fencing done, but maybe next time, man. Tell us how you came up with the idea of this particular service model. It does sound pretty unique.
It is. I used to work for a few other well-established aged care providers for a long time. And as a coordinator, I dealt with a lot of client complaints. And the major bugbears were that support workers were changing all the time, so the client would see a different face every day.
Exactly, yes.
And then also that a lot in our aged care culture, unfortunately, is about no risk. So it's very risk adverse, and support workers are not allowed to deal with animals, for example, in general.
Right.
That they're not allowed to lift a lot of things or can't climb on a little stepladder to change a light bulb, can't use a hoist, things like that.
There's lots of red tape these days, Anne, as you would only be too aware.
Yeah, absolutely. And so to that, you can add my love of travel and meeting new people and seeing our beautiful countryside. So that's how I came up with that.
Right. You did touch on the fact that you've worked in the sector before. What are your qualifications and what sort of experience do people need in aged care and, more appropriately, if they want to work for Country Mile Home Care?
Yes, so I'm a social worker myself. I studied in Germany. I've been working in aged care since I was a student, really, so about 27 years by now, in lots of different positions, as starting from a lowly cleaner to a support worker to being a coordinator, resource manager, all sorts. So by the time I've been through all that, I think it's given me a very good grounding for doing what I'm doing now.
So you're not only working with old age people, but people with dementia and other issues?
Absolutely. So people with dementia, which is, as you would be well aware, a lot of the elderly have dementia, Alzheimer's, short-term memory loss, and that's becoming more and more frequent.
Absolutely.
And even younger people experience these conditions more and more. But we also look after people with disabilities, or people that are palliative. So
okay.
A lot of people decide that they do not want to die in a hospital. They want to come home and experience their last days at home with their family, and we are there to support them.
Certainly a very broad spectrum that you're dealing with, Anne. As far as costs concerned, Anne, what are the costs, and is there funding support available for people out there?
There is. So first up, I have to say we are a private provider, so clients can book us privately just by giving us a call and discussing their needs and pay privately. So there's no referral needed.
Yep.
But we're also an approved provider for home care packages, so that's a federal funding program. So if someone has been assessed by the aged care assessment team and approved for a home care package and granted the funding. They can use that funding to pay for the services. We don't charge for admin or coordination, and there's no exit fees.
Okay, right. It certainly sounds like you provide a wonderful service. Anne, how do people go out about finding out a bit more about you? Have you got a website or something like that?
Absolutely. So the website is www.countrymilehomecare.com.au, and that has info about all the type of services, our staff, the cost, etc., because obviously I can't give, you know, any exact quotes.
No.
Right now, every client is, you know, is different and needs different type of care. But people can find a fee schedule on the website, or people can just simply ring me on my mobile phone, which is 0476 035 233, and they can have a chat with me and I can explain everything to them.
Beautiful. It is Country Mile Home Care Director of Care Services, Anne Young, telling us a bit about her business on the Saturday show. Thank you, Anne.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Dylan. Have a lovely day.
Thank you. You too. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll get back into the music very soon.